Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. It is a privilege this week to share words of Torah about Pesach. When we begin the Seder, when we begin Magid, we begin with Halach Ma'anya Diachalu Avatana Ba'arad Mitzrayim. We begin with the Halach Ma'anya. And we have to ask a number of questions on the Halach Ma'anya. First of all, why is it in Aramaic? The rest of the Seder is in Hebrew. Secondly, why do we invite people now? Kol dichvin yesev yechol. Do we really mean it? We don't really mean it. Our door is closed. Our windows are closed. If we wanted to invite somebody, we would have gone to shul. We would have invited people or go out on the street and see does anybody need. We're saying it in the privacy of our own home. And question number three, why do we end Halach Ma'anya with Hashata Hacha, Lashana Haba B'arad Yisrael, Hashata Avdei, Lashana Haba B'nei Chorin? The Haggadah is just starting. Magid is just starting. Why are we saying in the very beginning of Magid, next year in Yerushalayim? We say it at the end, but why do we say it here? Those are three questions, and a beautiful answer is given by Rav Eliezer ben Eliyahu Ashkenazi. Rav Eliezer ben Eliyahu Ashkenazi was a major Talmud Chacham in Italy and in Poland. He died in 1585, and he wrote a sefer called Ma'asei Hashem, and in that sefer, in Chelek Bet, he wrote a perush to the Haggadah, and this is what he says. I'll say parenthetically, a public thank you to Mrs. Dina Blank, who showed me this Ma'asei Hashem. Beautiful, beautiful answer. The Ma'asei Hashem says that if you take a close look at the Rambam in the beginning of the 8th Perek of Hilchot Chametz Umatzah, the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, the Rambam outlines what we are supposed to say during the Seder when the Beit HaMikdash is built. And the Rambam does not mention Halach Ma'anya at all. There is no Halach Ma'anya in the Rambam when the Mikdash is around. But if you look at the Rambam's Haggadah, found at the end of Hilchot Chametz Umatzah, the Rambam introduces that Haggadah by saying that this is the Nusach of the Haggadah Bizman Hagalut. And there, in his Haggadah text, that he says that we say when the Beit HaMikdash is not built, the Rambam says that we do say Halach Ma'anya. Again, Halach Ma'anya is only said when there is no Beit HaMikdash. And with that in mind, the Ma'asei Hashem says that the Halach Ma'anya was introduced to the Haggadah right after the Churban in Galus. It was said in Galus. And that is why it was said in Aramaic and not in Hebrew. It was said in Aramaic. That was the language there. Everybody could understand. Everybody could participate. And not only that, says the Ma'asei Hashem, but when everyone got together, that first Pesach after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they began their Seder with Halach Ma'anya, which was, in the words of the Ma'asei Hashem, it was a kina. For them, a dirge. They were saddened. They remember that last year, this was a happy event. We had the Mikdash. We ate the Korban Pesach, just like they did in Yerushalayim. But this year, Halach Ma'anya Diachalu Ahavatana Be'arad Mitzrayim. This Seder reminds us of the Lechem Oni that they ate as slaves in Egypt. And why does this make us so sad? Because last year we ate the Korban Pesach. Excuse me. And when eating the Korban Pesach, each person has to eat at least a kazait. We have to plan ahead, days or weeks in advance. We have to figure out how big the lamb will be, how many people in my family, how many people in your family. When eating the Korban Pesach, you can't just walk into someone's house that night and say, I'm here. No, you had to plan ahead because everybody had to make sure they had at least a kazait for the Korban Pesach. But this year with no Korban Pesach, kol dichvin yetev yechol, kol ditzrich yetev yifsach, anyone can just walk in. We don't need to plan ahead. There's no Korban, so kol dichvin yetev yechol. There's a certain sadness to the fact that we don't need to plan ahead because there's no Korban. This is literally A'alet Yushalayim al Rosh Simchati. They remembered the Korban. They remembered the loss at the very beginning of this happy night. What do you mean happy night? Yes, it became a happy night because then they consoled each other. Yes, we are in Galut. We have no Beit HaMikdash. We have no Korban Pesach. But a Jew never gives up. Hashata Hacha. L'shana Haba Ba'arad Yisrael. Hashata Avdei. L'shana Haba B'nei Chorin. Don't worry, we don't have a Mikdash this year. But next year we will. And then the Haggadah continued. God willing, this year we will be able to omit Halach Ma'anya. God willing, this year we will need to plan ahead for our Korban Pesach. Have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.